Beautiful. So we're live.
We're live.
This is it.
This is it.
This is the fist and a half, something like that. It took us about an hour to make sure we had all the tech right, get everything set up. I got a new cameraman. This is Jesse. He was on the podcast. He was in one of the episodes, one of the previous episodes. And cameraman Casey, he moved out of town. He's doing professional snowboarder things. He's got a big boy job. He's busy. He's too busy for the podcast. So happy to have Jesse. Happy you could join me as the new cameraman.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we got some new equipment. We got new things. So we had to make sure everything was good to go. So this is kind of a, more than anything, a warm-up episode. We want to make sure everything works. We want to make sure we have the process down, so when I do have a guest on, it's seamless, it's easy, they come on and it feels more professional and we're not juggling things. Does that make sense, Jesse?
Makes 100%.
Okay.
Percent chance. Oh my god, I can't miss
100% sense.
Wow,
it's a difficult sips. Conversation. No, it'll be fun because I would refer to Casey a lot on things, like even when guests were on, I'd be like, Casey, what do you think? So now you're gonna be the new Casey. It's exciting.
Be behind the camera and just hear my voice, or you probably won't hear my voice.
You could hear whispers of Casey, but if you're that nice. Far away, we've got a table set up behind the camera. If you're that far away, you may not be able to hear it, so I can just repeat what you said, or
yes,
or whatever.
Yeah, that works.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to get this thing back started again. It was fun. Then COVID happened. A bunch of things happened. Everything just kind of got complicated, and I just felt that I needed to step away from it. But I feel like things are a little bit smoother now, and yeah, no, I'm excited to do this thing. Have some people on. I got a few guests that I've been reaching out to already that I'm excited to have on. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah. So Jesse, you knew you were coming on here to do the test video, right?
Yes, but not
not to the extent.
Not
that
a practice episode.
He thought it would be a practice, like we don't post it, but I told him that I want to post it and actually put it out there.
Yeah.
So did you have a lot of time to prepare on maybe a couple of things you wanted to talk about, or not necessarily?
No, because I thought we were just practicing and just whatever, not going with it.
And that's fine.
But surprise.
That's my fault. You know, communication isn't always my thing. I do have a few things that I brought on kind of what I wanted to talk about. So
yes.
I guess starting out, just what are my expectations for the podcast? This go around, of course, building the viewers is always a big thing. I mean, you want to get more viewers. That's just it. I think like on YouTube, when I had the podcast before, I was averaging, I had some that were close to 400, some were as low as like 40 views on YouTube. So it was like a median of maybe 100, a little over 100, something like that. So raising that would be nice. I did start a TikTok today, regretfully. So I'm going to put clips of that on TikTok with hopes to gain followers that way. And then, of course, I keep putting it onto my Instagram. And then I have a Facebook page, The High Five with Gage Hartman.
Nice.
So I'm hoping to just grow it. And then not only just gain viewers, but I'm actually in touch with some buddies of mine on getting some merchandise done. Hopefully I will have that in a few weeks. Not necessarily because I want to be a full-time podcaster and have like a crazy income because I'm selling all these sweatshirts, but it would be nice to like just have some revenue from the podcast. Wouldn't you think so?
Yes, of course.
A little something.
You won't know until you try. So
you won't know until you try. YouTube doesn't pay you for getting $100.
Just do it.
Or 100 views per episode.
And then keep doing it. Consistency is key. It pays off.
You hope to grow.
And that's all you need. So.
And my goal with the merchandise was to make like t-shirts or sweatshirts or hats or whatever, things that people could wear that isn't, it speaks to the podcast, but it's not like direct to the podcast. So you don't need to watch the podcast in order to say, hey, that's a funny shirt, or like, hey, that's a cool shirt. I won't tell you what like my first shirt idea is, because I actually haven't ordered it yet. I think I'm going to tomorrow. But I'm looking for things that like it's just like a short phrase or something like that, so people see it and go, oh, that's funny. I've just seen a couple of episodes, but I think I like that shirt and I would buy it regardless.
So you'd sell the shirts and then give the shirts to the guests that come on, I assume, as little gifts, and then they wear them around.
I or hadn't thought about that, but now that you've said it out loud, I feel like I'm obligated to give them.
You don't
shirts.
Have to. It's an idea. That's
no,
what I would
no,
do.
No, yeah, that's, no, I should. It's. I mean, it's a good.
It's like, hey, you're on
and
my
they
show.
Wear it around.
This is a gift for you.
Yeah, And I should do
then
that.
Then you can still sell what you have, and
right.
Then people will like it. Yeah, I can't. I'm curious to see what the design looks like.
I haven't seen it either. I'm waiting for the mock-up. I should have it.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow I'll have it, and then I'll get them ordered. But yeah, I should probably give them to the guests. It's probably a good thing because then they wear it around. It's like a marketing thing.
Exactly. It's you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
And then giving gifts. How nice. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's perfect.
I also wasn't sure how many to order. And I thought about putting something on Instagram, like, would you buy a shirt for me if I bought them? But it just felt cheesy to me. And I don't want it to feel cheesy at all, like I'm trying to profit off of you guys or, like, the podcast listeners, because I appreciate you listening for free.
I don't think so.
I don't need to, like, charge you. Like, you need to buy a shirt.
Well, that's the thing. They get a free show, but they have to pay for a shirt.
Right.
Like, I mean, you got to get something from it.
Yeah.
So buy his stuff.
I would hope so.
Oh, didn't mean to yell at you.
Buy my stuff. Yeah. And maybe
buy
shirts. Maybe I can create a TikTok presence and then people like get some TikTok followers and then sell shirts through TikTok too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a full blown Generation Z-er at this point.
I think you're
like
overthinking. You're having a breakdown right now. Just calm down. One thing at a time. Do what your brain's telling you. Just
my brain's telling me that podcasting is fun, and I love having conversations with people. So it feels like the natural thing to do.
I think what your ideas don't think too much. Just do it. So okay. you're already
like
doing it. So,
I like it.
And then I just keep doing it, man. That's it.
So those are my expectations for the podcast. I mean, well, do you have any expectations or like?
I think it's gonna flop. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
Well, what would you? What do you expect from the podcast, or what do you hope for the podcast? I mean, anything like that.
Well, like I mentioned to you before, last time we spoke, I think it'd be kind of fun to do a little, research on someone who is going to be on, and then ask them a question that's going to surprise them, or just
like a good interviewer does.
Yeah, kind of like on Hot Ones, how they do that.
I haven't watched that a ton, but I understand the reference.
Shit from their past that is, they're like, oh, how did you know about that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little too in-depth. However, or else some fun games to play.
Some fun games I think would be a good one.
A little segment.
I tried, what did I have? I had interesting news segment on my last one, which is kind of shit. I don't know. Sometimes I present news and they'd be like, well, why are you telling me this? I don't know. I need to think of like a good... I think it's important that I keep the guests entertained while they're on here, and I don't just ask them boring questions like, so maybe it's a business owner. It's like, well, why'd you get into the laundromat business? And it's like, okay, I mean, I should ask that, but you got to have something else.
Yeah, it's so fun stuff. A game. Or
fun things, a game.
A couple different things, maybe the same game, so then, like, everyone kind of has an experience.
Yeah.
And another fun one that's just random. I don't know, man.
So they can say, I came on to the High Five with Gage Harbin, and I had fun. And then maybe we'll think, hey, I know somebody who would be interesting to have on the pod. I bet they would have fun on it. And they're more likely to refer me out to other people to come on the podcast.
And that's how are you going to select people?
See, that was
people
that
you
was,
want to be interesting, or you that you thought were interesting is that what you did last time? Or
yes.
Unless just random.
Like, and I think it'll be similar.
You
I
did
think
like
it'll
a
be
number
similar to that. But
I chose the right number last time when I was on, apparently.
That's like, right. That's what it was, didn't it?
For me, anyway.
I did a random draw to have somebody on the podcast, and you chose the right number, and you came on. That's so funny. I should do that again, actually.
I think you should do different ways
that
like
was
that,
kind
too.
Of a cool idea.
Draw from a hat. Just
yeah.
Draw
from the hat, and hey, you're coming on the podcast. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Because I think people do. They like the idea of like having an avenue to speak to people to come out here. And it's just like we got the microphones. I mean, you guys aren't seeing, but we're seeing. But like there's a little sound things jumping
voice.
Around. We see our voices like picking up, and there's the camera, and then we've got a live studio audience behind the camera today. Hey, everybody, thank you for coming.
You get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You get a t-shirt.
Well, let's not just give away all the t-shirts, but yeah. No, but it's, yeah. Well, it's a weird balance because I want to, naturally, I jump to having people that are Duluth relevant. Like, I think of, like, local Duluth businesses, probably because it's more convenient, but, like, local Duluth businesses. And I think, like, oh, yeah, my Duluth friends will think that it's interesting. But I'm, like, ideally, of course, I want to grow the podcast beyond Duluth. I want, like, everybody to see, like, oh, he's having a podcast, and this is the conversation he's having. I don't care if you live in Missouri. Like, you're going to be interested in listening to it.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why I think...
You gotta find just...
My most viewed podcast is the Transgender Comedian, episode, just because it's literally a transgender woman whose full-time job is a comedian. Like, that's how it doesn't get much more interesting than that.
Yeah, interesting. That is interesting.
It was extremely interesting. If you guys haven't seen that
episode, how many views were on
that awesome. So I think YouTube, it got 400. Spotify was like 300 or so.
Hey.
And then iTunes was like another 300, somewhere around there. All said and done, I think it was just under 1,000, which, I mean, cut me some slack. It's not like, not shit ton, but
it's something to be proud of.
It's something. It's 1,000 people. Imagine if there were 1,000 people in this room right now. I mean, that's kind of
a
lot of people.
Right now.
That's a lot. That's like, what is the average wedding? It's like 200 people.
Yeah.
So I'll take it, and I appreciate all of you who do listen and watch.
Yeah. Keep watching.
That's where I'm at with guests. I'm just going to try to have people that appeal to a broad variety of listeners that can be interesting. So, I mean, if you ever think of anybody, what kind of person do you think I should have on here?
I think you should have
a stripper.
A stripper could be.
Do you think people would be interested in hearing what a stripper had to say? Because I do.
But it depends on the stripper.
It's a unique. Oh, so you think there are some boring strippers?
There could be. I mean, I don't know.
What do you think would constitute a boring stripper? What would make
a stripper
boring?
Stripper, not boring. No. Well, successful, have them. I don't know. If they're not only a stripper, they're doing other things too. You know,
an entrepreneurial stripper?
Yeah, kind of. They're just making that for a side hustle, and then maybe own a business or whatever they're doing. Maybe someone's got to exist out there that does that. But
yeah,
in Duluth, I'm not sure.
Is it? The trouble is finding it. Do you think it would be difficult if I asked a stripper to be on a podcast? Is that insulting? I don't really know.
I don't think it doesn't hurt to try. You just ask.
I don't think it does either.
And then if they say no, then be like, okay, cool.
Right.
Ask another one.
I mean, it could be good publicity for them.
It could be.
People watching could think, well,
just target.
I'd like to have a dance with that young woman.
Target
or
people,
man,
that you
I
think
guess.
Would be, you know, interesting for you and whatnot. I feel like I'm probably not the most interesting. I don't know, but hey.
Hey, you're an interesting guy. I don't want to hear. Don't
I might be, but
no negative vibes on this podcast. And plus, you're the new cameraman, so I think it's important that, you know,
I'm
you build
positive.
The relationship with the crowd. They get to know you, so that when I refer to Jesse instead of Casey, I love you, Casey, I miss you. When I refer to Jesse, they're going to know who we're talking to.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I can't remember if I asked you about this. Did you see that Red Bull snowboarding event a couple weekends ago? Did you see that it was happening?
Just via Snapchat, yeah.
I mean, it was literally, it was like some of the best street snowboarders like in the country were
right.
competing on that, and old cameraman Casey was one of the competitors.
Yes, I saw him in the news actually the next
day.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. He's legit.
He's solid.
And I'm humbled that he was just my cameraman for the high five with Gage Hartman.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time. We had a good time.
Yeah, I would have gone, but I was just getting off of COVID, so
quarantine. COVID.
Yeah, quarantine.
No, it was actually a really cool event. And as somebody who's been watching snowboarding for a very long time, it was just cool to see, like, big names here in Duluth.
I wish I would have won.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
Brought some beer there, too. Let me see. What else do I got here?
People were barbecuing and stuff out there. I saw Snapchats from some people, like, had a grill out there in the winter or in the snow and just barbecuing
they
some
were.
Hot dogs. And
no, it was fun.
Burgers. Yeah,
it looked like
a good time.
It was a good, long, fun event.
Cool. What's next?
Let me see here. So, okay, here's what do you think we could do? And I maybe touched on this a little, but what do you think we could do to gain attention for the podcast? Now, I want you to be creative here.
Okay.
I don't want you to just to jump to
Put
say
me under
like
the gun.
Google AdWords or something that someone lame would say. I want you to get creative on me.
Well, that's fun because I wasn't gonna do that.
Thank God.
I was gonna just say, so you, how to gain?
I mean, I'm not thrilled about the idea of getting in a bikini and doing a car wash with you, but I would do it if it means getting more followers for the
gotta
podcast.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah. No. Rent one of those airplanes that have like the banners, and then just fly around Duluth.
Those are pretty expensive, though.
I know. I'm just.
It's an idea.
It's an idea. It's we're an brainstorming. We're throwing things at the cabinet.
I probably wasn't 100% serious.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay, what else, though?
I don't know. Just throwing, incentives.
Creative. Think creative. First thing comes to your mind. Crazy. Oh, it's crazy. God. Whoa. You see it, and you're like, fuck, that's crazy.
I don't know. It just depends on, like, the words that you use.
A pig roast. We could do a pig roast. Are you a vegan?
See, I am not vegan.
Okay, good, because we're going to roast a pig. Have you ever been to a pig roast before?
Never.
Okay, actually. So you know what? It's like a big barrel, and then you put an entire pig inside of it.
Oh, I know what it is. I've just never been.
Oh, so you do know what it is. Okay, but you haven't been to one.
I've never been.
Okay.
But there's
you roast a pig, so we invite everybody who's, subscribed, really anybody who's willing to come.
Yeah.
They come. We maybe have vegan options.
Vegan pig.
Well, no, there's like hummus meat or bean meat, things like that. Bean meat, a little bit of that BM.
Hummus and beans, yeah.
So we host it in some grass. No, well, it's wintertime though. We can't do a pig roast in wintertime.
Yeah,
we save it for the summertime. But though we hang it, we like do it in some grass. People show up. You talk. We could do a live episode at the pig roast.
Yeah. With the chef himself.
Yeah, we could do it with the chef.
Well, or somebody who likes pig meat or a vegan.
Everybody likes pig meat. Do you like pork?
Interview a vegan at a pig roast.
See this?
See what happens.
Okay, so this is the beautiful thing is I'm very excited that you're my new film guy. But what was nice with Casey is that he was very politically correct as a member of the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
He was very connected to that community. So if I said something that was trying, I could look at Casey and he would look at me and be like, and I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
I'll cut it. Or if I said something, looked at him, and he was like, I was like, okay, well, what I thought was, like, scary. Casey says I'm in line with what I should be saying.
Right.
So I would, like, check to him. He was also vegan. He was a vegan member of the LGBTQ community.
Wow.
So he had, like, his finger on every politically correct opinion that anybody should have. So I would say something, look at Casey, and he would either shake his head, like, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. Or
I don't know. I think anything goes. I will not. Nothing like really phases me too much, so
okay.
I might just let you do whatever you want to do.
That's probably for the best. We'll probably get more views.
Then you
that
won't
way.
Feel so like restrained. And
so
stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Pig roast. Have a vegan on at the pig roast because that's just funny.
There we go.
Have you ever gone
the
vegan
title of it.
For a little bit?
Did
you watch that Netflix special and then think you should quit?
Which
meat?
One are you speaking of?
The what's it called? I forget what it's called, but. It convinced a lot of people to quit eating meat for a while.
Oh, no, I'm not. If you said it, I can't think of what it
I can't
was.
Think
I don't
of
even watch Netflix much anymore, man.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
You're more of an Amazon TV guy? Or you
I don't even watch much at all. It's actually YouTube. I'm, like, learning shit off YouTube.
Like the Nelk Boys and stuff?
No.
Okay.
The who? I don't even know who that is.
What? You don't know who the Nelk Boys are?
Is it like the other Jackass kids or what? or something like that?
I'm really not sure. I actually don't watch them, but I'm pretty sure they're one of the more popular ones.
I don't know. Nope.
It's
sorry,
like
guys,
Steve,
I haven't watched
Steve
you.
Steve Will Do It and
I
kind of that crew.
But they are kind of like just kind of outrageous,
they just,
crazy stuff.
You know,
stunts,
they like
whatever.
Party and gamble and
oh, wait a minute. Is this the
give
dude?
Out
is
cars.
This the dude that just gets stoned all the time and like shoves his face with food?
I don't think so.
I don't know his name.
Steve will do... no, I don't think that's him.
Okay, so the guy I'm referring to is this... I don't know his name, again. Somebody
sure.
out there, tell me. But I...
Is this Man vs. Food? Because I used to like that show.
I love that show, but it's not him. That was Adam something, I believe.
Mm. Adam Driver, I think, was his name.
Was it Driver? No, it's not. That He's the Star Wars dude.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, this guy, they met up with Steve-O. Steve-O was telling a story that on one of the YouTube videos that I watched, Steve-O had dog shit shot out of a T-shirt cannon and blasted him in the face.
This sounds
so
familiar.
The kid that shot him was the kid that I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay, I think it is
Stoner.
Steve.
Stoner.
Yeah.
And he gets stoned and just does eating.
Yeah,
shit.
He'll
it's
drink
disgusting.
Like four or like 20 eggs or whatever, like raw eggs.
I'm hoping we're talking about the same guy.
I think we are. Kay. No, I'm pretty sure we are. Okay.
Stono's name.
So anyway, creative ideas on how to grow the podcast. Pig roast. We're gonna have to keep that one in mind.
Pig roast, and interviewing vegans directly in front of it, right in the back.
Have you seen?
Right here, there's a pig turning, and right here,
that would actually be good. And then we get hungry, we just reach back and just cut off
as serious as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just offer it to a guest. That's disgusting. They'll get the mics all greasy. I'm not interested.
Well, we don't need to touch.
We could do a high dive into a shallow pool event. Have you seen those guys? Extraordinarily talented.
Not in person.
They'll jump from 30 feet and they'll land in a pool that has 12 inches of water in it. Have you seen them?
And they don't die, yeah.
No, not in person. Well, they belly flop.
Videos, yeah. Oh, that's right. They do the belly flop. Ouch.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
I was thinking
if it would get more followers for the podcast, maybe I'd do a promotional high dive into a shallow pool.
How about a simple target dunk, dunk tank?
Dunk tanks.
Those have
always worked. There's a reason they keep doing
them. It's been a while since I've seen them,
because people keep loving it.
And you could make people throw balls at you. Probably can get other people's skin easily, maybe,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. See, I'll just sit up there and I'll start saying dicey things, and then here comes the vegans throwing balls, trying to get me to get, I like it.
Meatballs.
Meatballs, and the tank could be filled with barbecue sauce.
Oh, hey.
And I'll be wearing a sexy Miss Piggy outfit. I think that would be a good way to get views. So on a real note, what I did think would be funny to do is if you and I went down to Canal Park, like on a busy weekend, and
interviewed out of towners or something.
With out of towners, we filmed me with like a sign, just like asking for high fives on strangers. And now that I say it out loud on the podcast, it sounds stupid. Is that stupid?
Okay, but you're not done though yet.
That's it.
Only five.
You just high five strangers, because
that could be your intro video, just like a quick little bunch of high fives.
Good idea. But then I have hand sanitizer spray, so I have a clean hand with each high five, because we're in a pandemic.
Yeah. Well.
That's maybe dumb, but I'm thinking some kind of content maybe like that, where we go downtown or into Canal Park and we get some content that we can share onto like TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, so people go, oh, these guys are kind of funny. We'll watch the pod.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, man, I wasn't expecting all of this. I'm just trying to figure out what would be the best. You're spitting out more than I am.
Well,
I just
think of something crazy. Something you're like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Just something nuts. I mean, I'm talking like Monster Jam podcast edition.
Go axe throwing at Blacklist.
That'd be fun.
Go there,
but
have little things stuck on the wall, and then
yeah, or maybe put a pineapple on my head and have guests throw the axe and hit the pineapple off of my head.
That would be perfect.
But instead of throwing axes,
you could trust me.
They throw axe body spray.
That's funny. I thought this was axe throwing.
Yeah, axe throwing. Whoa.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. See?
I never thought about that.
That could be. We're going to
loosen up the juices up in here.
Hey, what's up? High five with Gage Hartman listeners. Today, we're going axe throwing. But here's the twist. I got a pineapple in my head. I've got guests throwing asses at me. And then I'm like, joke is, it's axe body spray.
That's funny. Yeah. No, I like that.
That could work. And I'm mostly joking, but I do want to think of ways to gain attention outside of just doing podcasts.
Shotgun as many beers as you can in a row. No, it doesn't have to.
I'm
be a
puker too sometimes. If I drink too much, I'll puke.
Shotgunning sucks. I hate shotgun.
I love shotgunning, but I don't think I could do more than two in a row.
There you go.
I did start a TikTok today. So if you guys are watching this, follow me on TikTok. It's High Five with Gage Hartman. I think I've got 16 followers already.
Nice. Pause. I'm going to double check this real quick.
Not done. Just want to make sure this thing's up.
Okay. Still good.
I just kind of had anxiety about that.
Yeah. We did this whole thing.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
It's off.
That's what the monitor would
do. No warm-up episode.
All right. We can cut that part out.
Follow me on TikTok. High Five with Gage Harbin. I'm going to put up videos. It's going to be, some of them are going to be clips from the podcast, and others are going to be just like me reacting to videos, or I don't know. It feels gross even that I'm doing like a TikTok. I feel like a 17-year-old that's like, Mom and Dad, I'm not going to college. I'm starting a TikTok, and I'm going to be like Charli D'Amelio.
I wouldn't worry too much about it because, I mean, just have fun with it. That's all.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I only have two videos on right now.
Oh, you want to plug your TikTok right now?
Yeah.
What's your handle?
Handle is simply Jesse Angel with two L's.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, Jesse Angel?
Yeah.
But that's not how you pronounce your last name, though, right?
Yeah. Are we going over
Isn't
this again?
Angle?
We did this last time.
It's Angle, yeah?
It's been both my entire life. Oh. I just say Angel to avoid confusion.
Do you prefer... Wait. When you hit on girls at the bar, it's Angel, I bet. Jesse Angel, like you're related to Chris?
No relation to Chris.
Well, do you know any magic tricks or no?
Not at all.
Well?
I am not...
With a last name like Angel.
That entertaining.
You might want to Google some.
Yeah, no. So
people be asking.
I only do it because it just avoids confusion. I mean, that's simple as that. Yeah. I'm proud
There's
of it.
There's two L's, though. I think that makes it angled. I'm no...
I know you said this last time on the podcast.
English teacher.
But I'm aware of that. However, here's a couple fun facts.
I'm excited.
I'll go with most recent, of course. So maybe a month or two ago at Blacklist.
Sure.
When I was working, I was bartending.
30 or 60 days.
And give or take, maybe even more, at some point at
Could
Blacklist.
Could be 70.
I was, this woman, of course, bought a beer, and I noticed when I rang her tab.
And you were interested in her sexually?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That I noticed her last name was spelt the exact same as my name. So I said, hey, quick question. You have the same last name as me. How do you pronounce it?
Yep.
She said Angel.
She did?
100%.
Okay.
And then even somebody in Minneapolis, I was at a gas station. She looked at my ID. She said, oh, do you know so-and-so,
Chris.
Whatever? Chris Angel. Do you know Chris Angel? And I was like, fuck that guy.
Oh,
no.
What?
I never liked that
the
guy.
The mind freak?
Yeah, no.
I like him.
Minus the mind. He's
just a freak?
A freak.
You like David
Blaine? Anyway.
More of a David Blaine? Okay, I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, do they pronounce it that way? And they're like, yeah, okay, so it's Angel. However, like our family has pronounced it Angle most of my life. It's always rubbed me wrong because it just didn't seem right. Because
well, it's A-N-G-E-L-L.
Correct. Maybe some, yeah, because gel, I get it, but also gel. I don't know.
If any of you watching
That's one mission I need to figure out in my life is...
Well, have you done...
Whatever. And I thought, I'm just going with what I know.
Have you done 21andMe?
Yes.
And what did they say?
They don't say anything about your
they
last
don't
name.
Do like in the dictionary where like it says a word and then it
no.
shows the pronunciation
no,
of it?
Not, no, 23andMe, you mean.
That's what I meant. What
yeah,
did I say?
21andMe.
Oh, got it.
No, 23andMe, and then I didn't do that. I did Ancestry. Mm. So that was actually pretty cool.
What are you?
Even? I am mostly like Swedish, like in
really?
A Swedish area. Yeah. I
you
don't
look German to me.
I would show you.
But
this
your,
is on my other phone.
Okay.
My
You're mostly
phone.
Swedish. Your hair looks dark for Swedish.
Well, not – that's the thing. So it's our Swedish Finland area, whatnot. But I'm mostly like 35% that. But then it goes down. Yugoslavian, I think, or something like that, which is in
really?
The same area, I believe.
Yugoslavia? I didn't think that was – is that a still country?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
I am not – I didn't go to school for geography.
I didn't either. I did not.
And I don't care. I don't look at a map every day. I should.
You think?
Maybe. Should
well,
you?
I don't know.
Do you?
I don't think I do.
Could you name everything on a map?
Well, of course not.
Yeah, neither could I.
Okay, we kind of spun out here. What were we talking about before?
Trying to gaining followers.
Gaining followers, creativity.
For this podcast, your TikTok.
Your TikTok. That's
my
what
TikTok.
Happened. You
yes,
spelled
okay,
your TikTok.
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you started arguing with me
so
with my own name.
TikTok. Well, it sounds like you're unsure.
I kind of am. I've always been unsure my entire life. But it's fine. Not with just my last name. Just with everything in the world. Just
oh,
going
no.
with the flow.
Uh-oh.
What?
What?
What are you uh-oh?
I know I'm not uh-ohing.
Shit. I'm cutting that out.
No, don't. You can't. Just because you're the film guy, you can't cut stuff out.
Yeah. No, I get the power.
You actually, okay. So
no, that's not meant. I don't know. I was just being funny. Yeah.
Did you see? Okay.
Trying to anyway.
You're very funny. Did you see the
people think I'm not?
Did you see? Have you seen videos of that guy talking about how the Simpsons predicted COVID-19? Have you seen that?
Yeah, but the Simpsons have predicted many things.
Is that wild? Do you think Matt Groening is a time traveler?
It could be possible, but I doubt it. I think that guy just is like, what's the word? Aware or
he's like Rain Man.
Could be, but what's the word I'm thinking of? It's like aware.
Psychedelic?
Just aware. But sure. There's woke. He is woke.
Oh, he's woke.
Yeah. And I mean,
is that the right word?
It is woke. That's what the kids say nowadays. Probably.
Well, that
right.
Doesn't mean you can tell the future though, right?
No, I'm just
so because
throwing some slang in here.
I think, and I bring this up because I created a TikTok, and because I'm an addict, of course, I spent like an hour on TikTok right after I created it, and I watched a clip from a podcast where this guy played a clip of a song from 2013 where a rapper named Dr. Creep, I think was his name, and the name of the song is Pandemic.
Oh.
And in a portion of the song, he says, like, 2020, the coronavirus.
Bullshit.
I hit the microphone. I'll pull it up right now.
Pull up a... Shit. Oh, your flashlight's on. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. I'll pull it up because I looked it up because I didn't believe it.
When was that released?
2013 it came out.
The hell?
Dr. Creep.
And interesting.
The podcast I heard it on was called Jumpers Jump, and it was like a video of it. These dudes brought it up, and I was like, no, there's no way. I'll play it. I played it earlier.
Pretty crazy. How long is it just like?
Well,
minutes?
I know exactly where he said it, so I'll just, I got an ad here.
I'm interested, yeah.
But we'll skip. But no, it's, you know, that's a coincidence. And I do believe that coincidences and miracles, like, they're going to happen. But this is, for you to just say 2020... coronavirus. Okay, so here I'll turn it up real quick. So name of the artist is Dr. Creep. Name of the song is Pandemic. And I remember where it was. So we'll just go.
Do you think we want to pop it up next to the microphone?
Yeah, I will. I'll just get the right spot here. Okay. That came really quick.
2020, he does say coronavirus?
So... It comes very fast, but in like 6 seconds, he's going to say 2020 combined with the coronavirus. So just for those of you listening, and Jesse, listen close here.
I'm listening.
So
but he does say
said,
coronavirus.
Yeah, he said like this can't be gotten rid of or something like that, like smallpox. And then he says 2020 combined with coronavirus, bodies stacking. Like he.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That guy's woke.
Well, I don't know if that's the right term. Because if you're woke, you can't tell the future.
No, I'm just saying because it's funny. Anyway, what I learned, though, is there's numerous coronaviruses.
Correct. Right, so he may have gotten lucky.
So he just says that because, I mean, fuck, I think the common cold is a coronavirus. It's just
so.
The shape. But
I'm
it's
not,
just the,
I think it is, yes.
You know, someone correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying here, but.
No, I think it is. And then I think, like, COVID-19 is the particular strand
of the
coronavirus that is troubling.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So
in my
he said it.
Professional doctorate opinion.
But he didn't, like.
Well,
it's
he
still,
said.
It's still crazy.
But the year is crazy. Like, had he said 2018 coronavirus, I'd be like, okay, well, he took a guess. He was close, but he missed it.
And you said 2013.
He said 2020 coronavirus.
Right, but that came out 2013.
This came out in 2013.
2013.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, I mean, let me see. So, if you look at video 8 years ago.
Interesting. That's wild.
Look,
yeah,
somebody even
coincidences are freaking crazy, man. But back
they're
to the,
bound to happen, but that
back to the Simpsons and stuff.
Yeah,
Like, if you've seen that video, there's numerous ones, but the one I'm talking in particular is the one with Donald Trump going down an escalator, waving at people.
Yeah.
And it looked exactly the same.
The pose, the signs in the background were the same, like the symbols that he had for his thing were the same. I almost want to even say the people that were in the background were the same. Obviously, the Simpsons, when they were yellow, but they were, like, wearing this. It was extraordinarily accurate.
Yeah. Has anyone interviewed that guy since
Mac Groening? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it.
And like, how was
that?
But
it was, who was that? The guy that did the podcast that I saw that brought it up, he was like that guy that was a kicker in the NFL, and then he went to Barstool Sports and did some stuff. And then he started his own podcast. I can't remember his name. But he was the one that did it. And he was running through like the different instances where the Simpsons had like violent accuracy. Predicted what was going to happen in the future. Like, there was something with, like, the 9/11 they put out there that they came out in, like, 94 or something like that. Hmm. But then there was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said it was, like, the God equation or something. There's some mathematical equation that obviously is way over my head. But the mathematical equation wasn't – it was, like, the equation of how the universe started. And I think, like, the Simpsons jokingly put this equation on the blackboard in, like, 2002. And then this God equation was found or realized in, like, 2012. Hmm. And they rewatched that episode. And the episode – and they had that on –
The same exact thing. I'd have to check that out.
You're going to have to check it out because I'm probably botching it.
There's probably a compilation video of all of
certainly
the –
certainly there is.
All of the Simpsons
– yeah. But even, like – they had, like, the pandemic thing, and then, like, Dr. Nick is, like, speaking about the – this is, of course, before the pandemic, but Dr. Nick, the Simpsons doctor, is, like, up front, like, talking about the pandemic, and then a van crashes into, like, the stand, and on the side of the van it says, like, murder hornets or something like that.
Oh, from the
which
Japan.
Was relevant in 2020. Yep. There was a brief stint where, like, murder hornets were –
just came to
– so there's just – it's crazy. If you guys haven't seen it, look up the compilation of the Simpsons predicting the future. Hmm. And apparently, this dude, Dr.
It's nuts.
Dr. Pete Creep, Dr. Creep, predict. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's pretty interesting.
That's wild. Yeah. Just coincidences. I don't know. I can't explain it. It blows my mind, though.
It does. Coincidences. The denses are bound to happen.
The denses
are bound to happen, but when they do happen, it just. It feels crazy.
It's unsettling sometimes, yeah. Gives you the chills, I guess, like in a creepy, like, holy shit, what kind of sorcery is going on right now?
The chills.
What's next? Next topic.
I guess just talking more about COVID, kind of. Was there any hobbies that you took up once COVID hit that you weren't previously doing?
Talking about very beginning of ever, like 2020 COVID?
Or
when I had COVID in the
no,
week that
I'm
I was
talking
gone.
Like late. I'm talking like late March 2020.
Yeah, so that was...
COVID hits, you're at home for a month.
Oh, God, no, I was confused as shit.
What were you doing?
But what I did all the time, mostly I went kayaking. And a couple, my buddy and his wife went out numerous locations as often as we could and just kayaked. And it was like there's still snow on the ground. Like we hit a river... in Cromwell.
And had you kayaked before that?
Of course I did. Oh. Yeah. But I bought my own that day.
Really?
That we went out. And then after that, we just would hop around and went to my the cabin out in Solon Springs.
Oh, sure.
A few times.
It's nice country out
disc
there.
Disc golfing. Picked up disc golfing.
I'm a big frolfer myself, actually.
I didn't go one time this last year. I'm a very.
I went a
I did.
Handful
I went,
of times.
I lied. I went one time.
Which course did you go to?
Some place in Minneapolis. My buddy,
sure.
It was right after I came back from Utah, and he picked me up right from the airport in my vehicle, and then we went straight to a disc golfing course, and just disc, and that was the only time this past year, or last year, entire year, that I went disc golfing. And I miss it.
It's a fun sport.
I gotta just go alone
really
sometime.
Is.
It's more
well,
fun with people.
Well, going alone's a little strange, don't you think?
I do think so.
It's a little creepy. It's almost creepy.
I'd rather go with a group. Yeah. It's just hard to get people to go, whether it's one. One is better than none.
Well, I'm a frolfer myself. So
I didn't know that. Let's go.
And calling myself a frolfer is an exaggeration, but I have frolfed. And I did it probably five times last summer. So next summer, not this winter, but next summer, I'd be happy to go frolfing with you.
Yeah, no, let's do it.
So kayaking, frolfing, I mean, anything else? COVID hits, and you're like, this is it. We're entering into a pandemic. I mean, what are your thoughts?
That was more just like, yeah, like outdoor activities. Otherwise,
did you think you were going to die?
I thought the sky was falling. It was nuts.
But did you think you were going to die?
No, I don't know. It was scary at first, you know. Were you scared?
I was scared.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know if I thought I was going to die. People were dying. It's like,
I thought there was a possibility because the initial figures they gave us, they said maybe 10 to 20% of people who get it will not make it.
Right.
And I remember like watching TV and it was like the NBA was just announcing that they're canceling the rest of the season. Mm. And it was like all of these professional sports things were like canceling. And like Trump was on the TV like, this is bad. And like all, it felt very like apocalyptic.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it was like the zombie.
People
apocalypse.
Were like hoarding toilet paper and
that was
buying
odd.
A ton of like chicken breasts and bread.
That's it. It's just only those two.
Well.
And toilet paper.
The chicken sandwich doesn't get old.
I'm well aware of the, I mean, it just was bonkers.
It feels like so long ago.
It does. At the same time, it was definitely, like, scary, but at the same time, it was kind of, you know, with only me thinking back to that, like, certain moments where it was like, you know, you get the certain smells in the air and it brings you back to that time where going kayaking and whatever was, like, the highlight of it all.
Really?
Yeah, it was happy time, because
well,
you're out alone on your. You're
maybe let's not call it happy time.
During a sad time, there can be happy times.
I know, but that sounds like something a creepy babysitter. That was our happy
it's
time.
It's happy time. Let's not tell anybody.
You're making it sound that
I don't think this is my fault.
You're making it sound that way. I'm just saying it was a happy time.
Okay,
and a sad
time. It was a good time. We'll call it a good time.
It was a good time.
Happy time.
It was a time well spent.
It feels a little good touch, bad touch to me. But
it was time well spent.
Time
in
well
an
spent
unfortunate situation.
Is a wonderful way to put it.
And yeah, going outside and just drinking beer in a kayak and not working, not sure what the hell is going on.
Right.
With the anxiety of like, what's next? Kind of aspect.
That was part
of
it.
You know, you could relax.
Selfishly, you wonder, where am I going now?
Yeah, you relax.
How do I make money
then,
in a pandemic?
Then you don't know how to relax once you're too relaxed. I mean,
right?
Because then it's like, oh shit, now what though?
I think that I did that to a lot of people too. Because we had like 2 weeks where really no one was leaving the house. I remember I wasn't anyway, because I was like, nobody wanted. I'm a real estate agent, of course. Nobody wanted to go see a house during this pandemic where there's a 1 in 10 chance of you dying from a disease. Like, it's not worth you going out and looking at the house. So there was a couple of weeks where I was just like at home, as was everybody else.
Yeah.
Or really, like the first few months, people were finding any excuse they could, like, not to leave the house. So I think it did a weird thing to people for a little bit. I know it did a weird thing to me, where like I just like I was spending like a ton of time on social media. I was just like doing a lot of like unproductive things for a while. Okay. And I just like I got out of my routine of like wake up, gym, office, come home, more work, bed. Like that was it. And then all of a sudden it was
routine.
Like
then you can't do that
anymore. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like wake up at 10 in the morning, lounge around, eat lunch, scroll Facebook,
sleep
updates
again.
On coronavirus, people who have gotten it. It was a very unproductive routine that I got into, like as coronavirus.
And you're not the only one. Yeah, me, everyone else, pretty much. I would assume it was a routine breaker, and like you and me, I like routines.
Yeah,
that to be fucked up is, unsettling for everybody.
And it gave
and
us
scary. It's like what
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it was scary.
Exactly.
People were scared. It felt like an excuse to like put any goals that you have like on pause.
Exactly. Like, and then also not only that, it just like tearing you severing the communication barrier between us humans.
Yeah, severing the communication barrier. And then of course like politically there was just giant eruptions of crazy news that were
and
happening.
The George Floyd thing.
Yeah, the George
after.
Floyd thing in late spring, like all these things. And it was just all it was so much to take in. It was a lot. And there's just like opinions. Like it was just crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's chilled out a little bit.
Super anxiety.
And that was like part of the reason that I stopped doing the podcast. It's just like it was so much. And I didn't want to like be talking to people and say the wrong thing about something and then everybody's so high strung because like there's a pandemic and there's fires and whatever.
It was, you know.
Yeah.
Many signs of the end of the world were at the same exact time.
It felt
time.
Like it a little bit.
Fires, yeah. Pandemic. What else? What was we just said?
Like murder hornets.
Murder hornets. Jesus, yeah. Killings, all the shootings, all sorts of stuff.
And yeah, shootings, killings,
just
name calling.
Yes. And just many changes happen. It's nuts.
But it feels like it's kind of, you know.
Well, we're settling down.
Everything's resoluting.
Calming down. I know it's still dangerous, you know, the coronavirus and Omna.
Yeah. Omna. The Omnicross is still.
Omnicross?
Yeah. Is still here. I think it's proven to be less dangerous than the Delta and stuff.
I had
But it's
COVID.
Easier to spread is what I had heard.
Did you have COVID, you said?
I never had COVID.
Okay.
Yet. We'll see.
So, we'll see. And I had it. It was, like I mentioned, it was very,
diarrhea,
very,
you said?
Very minor. Yeah, I had diarrhea out of my mouth.
That's disgusting.
Something got switched around.
Ugh.
No, it was not bad. I had, like I said, I just went to bed at,
You just got like a 12-hour nap. Just
chills, sinus pressure, slept for 12 hours, woke up. And then just woke up feeling sore. My kidneys did kind
of
hurt. It was kind of weird.
Some of
that
kidney pain.
And then into my back, it was strange. So like a day after that, it was just that. And then after that, I had a quarantine. So then I just played a bunch of video games. But it wasn't that bad. Of course, I respected the space. I didn't want anyone else to get it in case someone was more susceptible. Susceptible. Thank you. Yeah. That's this talking. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was fine, but it could have been not fine for someone else. So.
Yeah, some people get hit hard. That's what we were talking about before the podcast. It's interesting how it affects people. It affects people differently.
Yeah.
Some people just, they get it horribly bad, and others don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Like, I've been exposed to COVID many times. I've never got it. I'm not sure what it is. I never got the flu before. I get sick. I'll get, like, the cold. I get a sore throat. Usually, like, 4 or 5 times a year, I'll feel sick where I have to stay home. But I just, like, I don't get the flu. Haven't had COVID.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, you wash your hands a lot, right?
Yeah, a good amount.
I do.
But again, it's not that I don't get sick. Like, I do get sick. I just haven't gotten COVID. And every time I've gotten sick this year or last year, I've gotten tested, and it's been negative. So
right.
And I don't know what I'm, yeah.
I had numerous tests in the past 2 years.
Mm.
All negative except this past one, and sure, whatever. It was
positive.
Positive. I felt defeated, though. It was kind of weird.
Because you had avoided
it. Fuck,
I
thought I was going to be.
You thought you were one of the ones that were
over here.
Immune.
It's like
the cure is in your blood.
A competition. Oh, well, I lost.
Yeah.
It's fine. On to the next one.
How long do you think this is? I don't think it's going anywhere, right? COVID. It's like, it's this. Well, I think it's just.
It's going to become like a common cold.
It's a thing now. People get COVID.
Yeah. So
I don't think there's anything we can do. I mean, we have the vaccines now, and we still also have COVID. So it's, I think it's just here.
Yep, and we're social animals, and it's in our nature to be social. And
yeah,
oops, and someone will have the flu. They'll give it to someone else.
Right.
And they'll throw up for a day, and it'll suck, but then they appreciate life a little bit more.
And I think it's almost more damaging for us. Like, if we were to, like, say, okay, we're going to get rid of this COVID thing for, like, for a month, you can't leave your house. Like, everybody is in the house. It's almost more damaging to do that, because I think people start to go crazy if you don't have social interaction like this. Like, I haven't looked into it all, but, I'm curious about, like, the results, or not the results, but, like, the impact of, like, some of these younger kids who didn't go to, like, elementary school for a couple of years or whatever.
Yeah.
Because of COVID, because they didn't want it to spread. Like, does that have, a social impact on people like that? I don't really know.
These children, yeah.
Yeah.
It might affect them eventually. I mean,
sure. And, yeah.
If that's what you're getting at. Yeah.
That was what I'm, yeah. So, like, let's say
impact.
Maybe.
They're going to be, you know, all these kids anywhere on their tablets and phones and whatever, their parents' phones.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, with the pandemic, it's just full throttle into that. So that's where,
right,
you know, incorporating
anxiety.
The learning, though, through the iPads would be
right.
beneficial. Which
I do think that kids are learning more now because of their access
so
to
much,
information.
Exactly. And that's kind of cool, but it's kind
of
crazy.
I heard a couple of days ago that up until like Generation Z, which is the generation below us because we're millennials, and then Gen Z is like age 24 to 10 or whatever, 24 to 15, something like that. Each generation, each younger generation is on average 7 IQ points smarter than the previous generation.
It's just like, yeah, it's just building over time.
Yeah.
There's ways to...
So, like, the Gen Xers are a bit smarter than the baby boomers. The millennials are a bit smarter than the Gen Xers. The Gen Zers are a bit smarter than the millennials.
It's because everyone in the past, you know, everyone's in their own routine here. They have their kids, and that changes their routine and how they learn and how things develop technology-wise and
right.
many other ways.
And just the access to information.
Especially, yeah, everywhere
you go.
Do you
remember, like, when we were in elementary school, like... Encyclopedias were a thing.
Yes.
Like, if you wanted to learn about an owl, you would need to, like, the teacher would be like, all right, everybody, open your encyclopedia to the O section. Learn about owls that way.
That's what you guys did?
Well, is that not what you did? What did you do?
I mean, we didn't have encyclopedias at our desk or anything.
Well, I didn't, like, have one in my pocket, but, like, in the library.
But like, in the library, yeah, there's, like, just, like...
You'd go to the library, there was, like, rows of encyclopedias.
Like, Jesus Christ, what's going on here? Yeah, libraries don't even exist anymore, do they? I mean, they do, but what I'm saying is like schools in schools, probably?
I think so.
I would assume
so.
But
yeah, because
that's not supposed to be a stupid question, but it's like, shit, I know ours kind of cut in half.
I guess I don't know, actually. I don't really know anybody in high school or younger right now, I don't think.
I don't even know either, but I would assume they would. Obviously, physical books, they're probably going to try to not have everything 100% digital, of course. You know, have
sure. I like the physical book too.
I do too.
I like reading. I like having the.
Is it weird that I have a a book, but then an audiobook, and just have the physical book, and then listen to the audiobook?
I've considered it. So like I have a bookshelf that's like 6 rows tall or whatever, and I almost have it finished. It's like close to 100 books or something that I've read like in the last 6 or 7 years, and I'm just so proud of that bookshelf.
Yeah.
I was like, part of me is like,
because you read all of them.
Would getting audiobooks be easier? For sure. But could I show off all these books and show people how smart I am because I read them if I didn't have the bookshelf?
Yeah.
No.
No. I don't know.
No,
just,
I don't
just
know.
Just owning books and just having them make you look smarter.
Well, it's just like having that library.
But the physical aspect is nice, yeah. Because you can just pull it up rather than like, oh, here, let me just check my
It's also more difficult to read a book than it is to listen to the audiobook, which is why I think you should read a physical book. Because it builds kind of that discipline of like, well, how easy is it to just jump on YouTube and watch a cool video or like grab a book and like get into something?
That's the thing. All right, I can read anything that I want, right? But I don't have the patience to do
so. You think that.
I can't.
You think, well,
I'm
listen to what you're
sure
saying
I got
right
some
now.
ADHD, though.
Of course you can't, because you keep telling yourself that. And I'm not trying to get all.
Oh, no.
Who's a guy? Who's a motivational guy? What's that?
TED Talk over here.
I'm not trying to get all TED Talk on you. But it is true. Like, and I'm like I move all the time. I can't sit still. I got a problem. And it's difficult for me to take the initiative to sit down and read a book. But once I get like 5 minutes into it and I like focus on it, I feel smarter. Like literally, my brain feels more clear when
right.
I physically
read
a book.
A physical book. Yes.
Right.
Boom. Boom. I understand again.
Because it's very taxing. It's a lot of work.
It kind of is for me. I feel like I'm a busy person, and the time that I should be using reading a book, I'm like, I don't know, I gotta clean my room right now. I can't focus on this book because my room is dirty.
Yeah.
Or something's out of place. I gotta fix that.
Right.
That's how I operate. And I don't think I'll ever settle down because there's too much that I wanna worry about.
Oh, you stop it.
But
we've talked about dating in the past.
I'm not even talking about dating.
Are you talking
about
settling down with some nice lady?
I'm talking about settling down and reading a book.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm still talking on books here. So what I'm saying is I'm easily distracted. I'm well aware of that. I can't sit down.
People that know me will say it.
Even if I would
But that's why you
rip myself away from from everything and to go grab a hammock. Hold on, I need to grab a hammock.
Let's not start grabbing hammocks. That
sounds a
little...
And then go outside like, and leave everything at home. That's the only way I'm going to read a book. But then I'll be there, like, first sentence I'm reading, I'll be like, holy shit, I forgot something.
Well,
tear the hammock down, go back home, do that thing, and then never read a book. That's how I go.
But it sounds like that's why you should make an effort to try to read a book.
I should, but I tried.
No, because it says, and I listen, again, I get it. I'm easily distracted, too. I got freaking, I'm all over the place. But, like, because you, it builds, like, mental calluses when you, like, force yourself to take the time. And I'm the same way. I force myself. I sit down on the couch. I read, like, the first two pages. I'm like, I didn't retain any of that because I'm like side-eyeing this pigeon outside, and I'm like, I'm not seeing anything. But like, when you can like train yourself into like getting into the groove to just relaxing your mind,
right?
Removing external distractions.
Distractions, yeah.
Focusing on one thing, putting yourself in, like, it's like you're sitting next to the author and he's telling you a story, or he's teaching you how to do calculus. That's, in the book that you're reading.
There's like, another aspect. So what you just said. So when I do try to read a book.
Sure.
Or
not Playboy either. When I used to. Pervert.
What's that?
Playboy?
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Okay.
Well, maybe someday.
R.I.P. Hugh.
Do they even exist? Playboy?
I have no idea.
Who knows? But my point being is not only that, like the reading part is like, oh, my God, I'm not sure. I like to hear, like, the tone. I don't know. Like, I can't distinguish the tone or
the,
like,
person's voice.
And when I'm reading, it's like this narrator, the narrator or whatever, and then like the each person, you'd have to create a voice, I would understand.
Sure.
And that's hard for me because then that's where I'm like, whose voice am I going to use? Well, am I going to use like, you know, so this actress's or who
Morgan,
do I associate?
Morgan Freeman is a great one. It depends on whether or not the author is a male or a female. Obviously, if it's a female author, you should use a female's voice. But so what I do sometimes is, well, first of all, if you do read, is it fiction or nonfiction typically? So
I would probably read nonfiction.
I'm a nonfiction guy.
Yeah.
I like boring books like economics, business, psychology, things like that.
So like learning books.
Well, yeah. I read books with intentions of learning or gaining,
like,
something.
Story-wise.
I love like historic books, like I've read books on like Al Capone, Benjamin Franklin, Julius Caesar, like just like biographies like that. I think those, well, non-fictional books are interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get a book. What I do is I will YouTube the book that I got. And there's typically like a 10 or 15 minute video of either the author or someone who's read the book that will give you a brief rundown of what you can expect in the book.
Right.
And when you do that, you might have a voice that you could picture in your head, but you also will understand a tone for the book that you're going into. Does that make sense?
Yes, but like the tone of the book.
Yeah,
itself.
So you know like what the author is trying to accomplish with the book, and you already have some of this information you know he's going to cover. So you kind of go into it like well educated on what you can expect from the book. So it might be easier to.
Right. So I guess the tone is, the tone of a book, is what like I probably could understand. But my point being is like adding voices in your head.
Sure.
As you're reading.
When in doubt, just picture Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I hope we're not boring the listeners with book talk.
Whoop, whoop.
We got out on a book.
Yeah, I just don't read.
That's fine.
I know many people that don't as well.
A lot of people don't.
It's just things are...
It's not a bad thing necessarily.
Not necessarily, but it's nice. It's I admire that aspect of someone who can just sit down and just...
It's not easy to do. It's a chore. It's like going to the gym. It's like working out
your mind. Working out your brain, yeah.
Yeah.
But I read, you know... articles and other things like that I find interesting, or you know, but that's all small. That's just like basic shit.
Right.
But anyway, the one of the books I read / owned / listened to.
Harry Potter.
No, definitely not. I still have to watch those movies. I'd rather watch. Probably should listen or read, but it's fucking intense. Anyway. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
We're big fans.
That's my... We're both probably fans. My favorite musical artist of all time.
Did you read Scar Tissue? Have you ever?
Well, it's a song, and I've heard it.
Yeah. So there's a book. It's a.
No, about, I didn't hear. I didn't read it.
It's about Anthony Kiedis's life, and it's
sure.
pretty.
The lead awesome. Singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's wild. I bought the book and tried to. I read like a chapter or two, and I'm like,
sure.
shit, I'm just gonna buy the audiobook.
Sure.
So then, at the time, I drove a lot and I listened to it all. It's
yep.
absolutely amazing, and that was like probably the. Only book I've read in a
but
long
liked
time.
But you liked the book a lot?
It was wild. And it was read by Ryder Strong. You know who that is?
No.
He is the big brother on Boy Meets World, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had kind of the long bowl cut?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ryder Strong. And also Cabin Fever, if you've seen that movie.
I think so.
He's in that
it's
movie.
It's been a while.
Like the first one.
I didn't recognize him from Boy Meets World, though.
But, no. Anyway, point being is that's that. But also on a side note. Red Hot Chili Peppers is coming out with a new album.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And I just today, before shortly before I came, they released a riff from a new song.
Oh.
And it's just
there
like,
we go.
It's like a looping. It's like
I
eight
was listening
long.
To Tool in the gym this morning, and I thought of you and your your Tool sweatshirts
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, music is life.
I'm a big but, fan.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't mean to do that. Let me look at my list here. What else do we got? How long have we been going?
I don't know. See, that was
I don't know either.
The time here.
Does it show us a?
Oh my God! 18 hours. No. It's just going by like a tempo.
I think
rate.
I sent a text
Hold
message.
Hold on. I'll tell you in a sec. Pause.
I think I sent a text message right when we started. Oh, it's been over an hour. It's been like an hour and 15 minutes, just about, or maybe an hour and 10.
Yeah, and it stopped recording.
No.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Recording. On the top
one? Yep, recording.
And
are you recording?
I'm recording right now.
I'm going to hit a clap.
There we go.
Perfect. Jesse?
Hopefully perfect.
Jesse, talk to me a little bit about what happened.
Well, I'll talk to you about what happened. we had a little bit of technical difficulties. Didn't realize the camera only recorded at 30-minute intervals. Whoops.
And guess what? This is why we do these things, though.
This is just a
this
practice
is
round.
Why we do the warm-up podcast.
This is why we do it.
So those of you on YouTube, you're going to see like 30 minutes or exactly 30 minutes of podcasting. And then it's going to cut to what we just started just now.
Just
and
now.
We talked for probably an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it only recorded 30 of it. Which, is it frustrating? No. Well, a
kind
little.
Of, yes. Because
we had really good conversation. But here's the thing is, this is why we do these things.
Yeah.
This is why we do the test round.
So you can catch the full one on Spotify.
Yeah, we're
and whatnot.
That's exactly right.
You're
so
on.
we're gonna upload the entirety of what we recorded, audio version, to Spotify and iTunes. So you can listen to it all there. However, you can only watch the first 30 minutes.
Yes.
With the audio.
So it's like a little teaser for now.
A little teaser. Yeah, a little teaser. So.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Mm. It's unfortunate. Like I said, we had some good conversation, which you will see on Spotify
yeah.
if you go check it out.
Yeah, and I believe you'll be listening to this right now on Spotify.
And you'll be listening to this probably right now on Spotify. But we are going to put this section onto YouTube as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Just so you know what happened. You know, whoops. We
and
can't recreate what
we
just talked
can't recreate
about.
It, but it makes me happy because I'm so glad that this was the warm-up episode.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we had... Could you imagine? I mean, if somebody would have taken time out of their evening to come out here and then we fuck up like this?
Of course, yeah. No, it's
so
that
we
would be very
it.
Embarrassing. I'm kind
it would
of,
be embarrassing.
I'm not really embarrassed.
People
it's
would say
curve,
the high five is a joke. It's not a real thing. They don't take it seriously. This is why we do the warm-up episode.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're only human.
We are only human.
And the next ones will only progress. Even every single one will progress.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Yep.
So,
this
yeah,
has been
bear
fun.
With us.
Well,
follow this thing. Follow the
Before we do any kind
five.
Of plugs, is there any quick conversation that you want to have, maybe on the back of something that we talked about before or after we got cut off?
Kind
of
forgot.
Anything you want to talk about? I don't remember either. This is our third beer, by the way.
Number three.
Which
yes.
is
this
good
is a lighter
enough to
one.
Give you a buzz if you're drinking the right beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'm good, too.
And I tried to think about it, but I wasn't expecting a whole full episode, so or half episode, whatever you want to do.
I'm happy with what we covered. You'll have to listen to the audio if you want to hear what we talked about after. Which actually might be good for views, because it'll take people from YouTube to iTunes and Spotify, and it'll show up as more views. So
yeah, so what we're saying is support this. Support the high five, Gage Hartman.
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, I got some merch that's kind of like, it's in the works. It's going to take a few weeks. I'm working on building the website right now, too, so I got to get that finished up. I got to get the merch ordered, which I think I'm doing tomorrow, so that'll take, they said, like 20 days to get delivered. Once I have that, I'm going to show you guys what it is. I hope that you like it. Even if you're not like a giant, giant fan of the podcast, I hope it's like a sweatshirt that you see and you think, oh, that's kind of funny. I would wear that. Something like that. So doing that, I got a few people that I'm excited to have on. I'm excited to just be doing the podcast again.
Do we want to tell them who's going to be on next week? Or is that just a surprise? It's a surprise every time.
It's a surprise.
Perfect.
Almost. It's a surprise mostly because if I've learned anything about doing this podcast, it's very difficult. The most difficult part is keeping people on
right. So
schedule.
If we were to say, oh, so-and-so
it's
going to
be this
on,
person.
But
and
they
then,
cancel, and then it's like,
and
oh.
And they cancel.
Yeah, understand.
Because everybody says, like, I want to be on a podcast until it comes down time, and they get nervous, and then, like, a minor thing comes up, and they're like, oh, I can't make it anymore. So, like, people cancel a lot. That's the most difficult part is the scheduling aspect of this podcast, for sure.
Well, not me. I can't cancel. I don't do that.
Yep. Not Jesse.
I, like, never do. I never call in sick. I never cancel because...
And you've had COVID, so you're...
I'm a dedicated human being, all right? Understand?
Dedicated.
All right.
Is there anything that you want to plug?
Sure, yeah. What should I plug?
Well, Jesse has been my real estate photographer because, of course, I'm a real estate agent. Jesse has been taking my real estate photos. He does a wonderful job at doing that, and I do believe you're open to doing other types of photography outside of that.
Yes, I dabble very lightly around there, but trying to eke my way in over other things like
portraits, some video
and stuff,
too.
And
you've
video
done like
too.
Some creative videos, just more so any like video, just anything like that. Jesse's done a very good job. For me, with all the things that he's done. So, anybody that's interested in any type of video, reach out to me, reach out to Jesse. His Instagram is
Magic City Visuals. That's pretty much
Magic
it.
City Visuals.
Or else my
Instagram,
personal one
Facebook.
Is Jangle Unchained.
Jangle Unchained.
The D is silent. Yeah. It's kind of confusing, I guess, but.
Wait. There is a D?
Yeah.
Oh, like the movie,
yeah,
Django.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorite movies.
It is a very good movie.
Love that movie.
But
yeah, follow me on there if you want.
Follow him there. He's going to be here for every episode. He's the new film guy.
Yeah.
So get used to seeing him and hearing him.
And then also I have a photo booth. So if you have any parties that you want to document with some fun and props and whatnot, contact me. I'll be your guy. Magic City Photo Booth. Okay?
Yep.
That's kind
reach
of
out to
my,
him.
Just my plugs right now.
I'm just a podcaster, real estate agent. So.
All right.
Cool. I think we're good. You want to end it with a high five?
High five. Once more.
Beautiful.
End it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody.